From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's DEX, August 20th. On-chain and auth the 5 stories setting today's crypto agenda. Let's get into it. First, from CryptoBriefing, Maltcoin Capital moves millions in hype to Coinbase Prime, raising sell pressure questions. Maltcoin's large hype transfers to Coinbase Prime may signal risk management or potential market impact, affecting investor sentiment and token stability. The post Maltcoin Capital moves millions in hype to Coinbase Prime, raising sell pressure questions appeared first on CryptoBriefing. Next, second, from CryptoBriefing, spot Bitcoin ETFs pull in $517 million in a single day as crypto market finds its footing. Institutional interest in spot Bitcoin ETFs signals growing confidence in crypto, potentially driving broader adoption and innovation in digital assets. The post-spot Bitcoin ETFs pull in $517 million in a single day as crypto market finds its footing appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, third, from Ethereum Research. Timing the head in Ethereum POS head vote. Validators attest to the block they consider the head according to LMD Ghost. Unlike source and target votes, the head reward depends strongly on whether the validator observes the correct block in time. At a station timing, in each 12-second slot, validators normally attest before 4 seconds after the beginning of the slot. Therefore, a proposer that controls when its block is released can influence the local view used by honest attesters. Proposer boost. Ethereum gives the current slot block additional temporary fork choice weight for 40%. And then, fourth, from CryptoSlate, Bitcoin Treasury Hyperscale sells 686 Bitcoin to clear loans, but says cash won't cover next 12 months. In August 2026, Hyperscale Data sold approximately 686 Bitcoin, or about $43.4 million, then used part of the proceeds to repay all of its Bitcoin back loans on Wufoo, a decentralized lending protocol, according to its quarterly filing. The repayment released the pledged collateral and left the company with no outstanding more for borrowings, removing the immediate loan-related collateral exposure. The result resolves one source of financing pressure, but leaves a larger problem flagged by the company. Next, fifth, from CryptoBriefing, Bitcoin eyes key short-term holder cost basis, signaling potential bullish trend. Bitcoin's potential bullish trend could stabilize market sentiment, encouraging holding over panic selling, and possibly driving prices higher. The post-Bitcoin ICE key short-term holder cost basis, signaling potential bullish trend appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, sixth, from U.Today. What's first for Bitcoin? Bitcoin, $70,000 or $60,000? XRP fights for $1 threshold. Shiba and Yusha billion flows gone. Crypto market review. Conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. And then, seventh, from B in Crypto. Three altcoins Grayscale says could win for new US token rules. Grayscale research says three altcoins could be the biggest winners from new US token rules. The asset manager points to Ethereum, Ethereum, Solana, Solana, and BNB Chain. The Securities and Exchange Commission SEC proposed regulation crypto assets, or Reg Crypto, on Tuesday. The plan would let startups sell newly issued tokens to US investors after years without a clear path. Grayscale published its case hours after the SEC released the proposal. Its logic is simple. Legal token sales would pull founders and investors on-chain. Next, eighth, from B in Crypto. Bitcoin reclaims $70,000 first time since June, and Trump just hinted at more. Bitcoin just reclaimed $70,000 for the first time since June 2. The 78-day wait ended after President Donald Trump said a sizable government Bitcoin purchase has been talked about. The Fed's July minutes came and went without damage. Trump's remarks gave the rally its second engine of the day. How Bitcoin reclaimed $70,000 after 78 days, the Bitcoin price briefly tested $70,000 today. 2 days ago, it sat below $64,000. In early July, it was near $62,000. The move crushed the other side of the trade. Crypto shorts lost $1.23 billion in a single hour. Up next, ninth, from B in Crypto. U.S. debt tops $40 trillion. Will the doom loop drive Bitcoin demand? U.S. government debt just passed $40 trillion for the first time. The Treasury put the total at $40.05 trillion on Tuesday. Bitcoin traders now ask if the $40 trillion U.S. debt record makes crypto the better place to hide. The number is hard to picture. It works out to about $119,700 for every American. Interest alone costs nearly $1.2 trillion a year. That feeds fears of a doom loop, where borrowing costs force even more borrowing. The government spent $432.3 billion more than it earned in July alone. That was the widest monthly gap since March 2021. And then, 10th, from Crypto Slate. Down 50% on crypto and burning $8 million in cash, this Nasdaq firm just pivoted to event robots to survive. AX Crypto Holdings, a Nasdaq-listed company shifting from a digital asset treasury toward robot rentals, plans an orderly exit from its crypto holdings after reporting $577,328 in cash at June 30. The company's June 30 quarterly report listed 46 Bitcoin, 616 Ether, 6,659 Solana, 1,308 BNB and smaller positions in ADA, LINK, TRX, USDT, and XRP. The assets had an aggregate cost basis of $10.43 million and a fair value of $5.21 million, leaving a $5.22 million cost-to-market gap. That gap is not necessarily a new loss waiting to be recorded when the assets are sold. On the markets, Kalshi traders have been actively repricing the story in the last day. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Fine, everyone.